In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint John Bosco, also known as Don Bosco, in order to save a young man from hell, was able to resurrect him with the power of God. Let's hear about this. A young boy, about 15 years old, named Carlo, who frequented the oratory, fell gravely ill in 1849, and in a short time found himself at death's door. He lived in an inn since he was the innkeeper's son. When the doctor saw him in danger, he advised his parents to take him to confession, and they, very distressed, asked their son what priest he wanted them to call. He showed great desire that they go and call his ordinary confessor, who was Don Bosco. They went right away, but with great regret, they answered that he was away from Turin. The young boy showed great sorrow, so he called the vice parish priest, who came immediately. A day and a half later, the boy died, insisting that he wanted to talk to Don Bosco. As soon as Don Bosco was back, they told him that they had gone looking for him several times, on behalf of the young Carlo, who was in danger of death, and had insistently asked for him. Saint John Bosco hastened to visit him, in case he still could arrive on time. When our saint arrived, he asked the first person he met for news of the patient. "It's too late. He has been dead for half a day," this person replied. Then Don Bosco exclaimed, smiling, "He sleeps, and you believe that he has died." At that moment, the rest of the house burst into tears, saying that unfortunately Carlo had died. Don Bosco said, "Should I believe it? Allow me to go to see him." And they accompanied him to the mortuary room, where the mother and an aunt were, praying with the deceased. The corpse, already shrouded, was wrapped and sewn in a sheet and covered with a veil, as was used at that time. Next to the bed burned a candle. Don Bosco approached him and thought, "Who knows if he may have done his last confession right? Who knows what fate his soul met?" Turning to the one who had accompanied him, he said, "Please, leave me alone." Saint John Bosco made a short and fervent prayer. Then he blessed him and called the young boy twice in an authoritative tone, "Carlo, Carlo, get up." Then the dead boy began to move. Don Bosco immediately hid the light, and with a strong pull, he unstitched the sheet with both hands so that the boy could move and revealed his face. As if the young boy were waking up from a deep sleep, he opens his eyes, looks around, sits up a little, and says, "Oh, why do I find myself like this?" Then he turns around, fixes his gaze on Don Bosco, and as soon as he recognizes him, exclaims, "Oh, Don Bosco, if you knew, how long have I waited for you? I was looking for you so much. I need you very much. It is God who has sent you. What a good thing you have done by coming to wake me up." And Saint John Bosco replied, "Tell me everything you want. I'm here for you." And the young boy continued, "Oh, Don Bosco, I should be in the place of perdition. The last time I went to confession, I did not dare to reveal a sin I had committed a few weeks ago. It was a bad friend who, because of his conversations, I had a dream that scared me a lot. I dreamed that I was on the edge of an immense furnace, and I was running away from many demons that were chasing me and wanted to take me with them. They were about to pounce on me and throw me into that fire, when a lady stood between me and those horrible beasts, saying, 'Wait, he is not judged yet.' After a moment of anguish, I heard her voice calling me, and I woke up, and now I want to confess." In the meantime, the mother, frightened by this event, the aunt, astonished and beside herself, had to leave the room, as Don Bosco made a sign for them to do so. They went out to call the family. The young boy, encouraged not to be afraid of those monsters, immediately began his confession with signs of true repentance. And while Don Bosco was giving him the absolution of his sins, his mother entered again with the rest of the family, who were able to witness the fact. The young boy, turning to his mother, said, "Don Bosco saves me from hell." The young boy was awake for about an hour and a half, approximately. Throughout this time, he moved, looked, talked. He was fully present and master of his mind, and his body remained as cold as before waking up. The boy repeated many times to St. John Bosco to recommend sincerity in confession, especially to young people. Then the boy dropped his head on the pillow, closed his eyes, lay motionless, and fell asleep in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.